Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock here live on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your local spot for the best golf talk here in Western New York every Saturday right here on WGR. We welcome you in. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're all here this week, and we're happy and excited to be with you here for the next hour on WGR. And today, we are inside the Whirly Dome. And it's Woods to Wedges, one of our presenting sponsors, longtime supporter of the show. We're excited to be here, and we'll be chatting a little bit about Woods to Wedges and what they can do to help your game get better here over the course of the next hour. But we've got, of course, a lot to get to, as we always do. We only have an hour every week. Jeff, Kevin, and I, we got a lot to say, so we're looking forward to that. The Olympics are going on, and that means, of course, Olympic golf, too, is happening, so we'll give you a couple of thoughts on that. We've got our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, our check of the Ryder Cup Report, Champions Tour Report, all that and more coming your way as we say good morning to Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to have the gang back together here, and those of us who are joining us as our fourth in our foursome. Great to have you along this morning.
Kev, you must be like a kid in a candy store in here today.
I love coming in here. I was just here the other day with I brought my son in, and I had to rip him out of the putter room. I'm like, hey, dude, come on. We it's time to go now. He's like, but this place is great.
Yeah, if you're like, a gearhead, this is your spot. That's for sure.
We're right in front of the wall. For those who haven't been in here, I posted on my Instagram, which is at Kevin T2G, and then it'll be on our Facebook, TD Green. And there's a wall here. Brian, we shot a little video this morning, a preview on there, and the wall. I mean, it's just I want this wall in my basement. It's every shaft combination and driver head and fairway metal head, that the combinations, like 10,000 combinations you can make here.
Oh, there's got to be 200 different shafts on this wall, at least, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Every vendor and every iron, every club head that every vendor possesses.
Every driver, three wood, hybrid, iron, wedge, it's all up here.
Whatever you want, yeah. Yeah, it is pretty cool. Like, when you're getting fit, it is a pretty cool visual and a good way, because everything's at your fingertips.
And the amazing thing, when you come and get fitted here, they've got the two TrackMan fitting studios, which are fabulous, right? And, you know, with your Kevin, with David, Donna, Pat, when they fit you, they're like, oh, hang on. They know exactly what to go get, right?
Yeah, they do it all day.
Yes. I mean, if we just came in and said, all right, I'm going to try the shaft, and like, but they know from numbers and seeing you swing, because this is what they do, right? They know exactly what shaft to go with what head, and it'll be just like, you know, well, you see all these combinations, they'll get you down to five, like in 5 minutes, and you'll be like, wow, this is amazing.
And then you pick from two. Yeah, and yeah. Then, well, I mean, and the numbers tell you what to go with for your equipment. So if you're too high spin, you go with a stiffer shaft or a higher kick point, or there's different things you can do. And you need more spin, you go to a softer shaft, lower kick point, all those things.
I just tweeted out pictures of the wall, pictures of the fitting room, pictures of the Sam Putt Lab and the putting room on my Twitter feed at BrianWGR. I know Kevin as well has got some up on his Instagram.
We'll retweet as well.
Few are technology.
Speaking, right?
Well, I was tweeting it as I was reading the open here. We had some pictures that we wanted to put up.
I was typing this thing up. You threw it to me, and I had to stop because I can't walk and chew gum at the same time anymore, Brian.
And I was sipping coffee, watching you guys do it.
Excellent. Now this wall is awesome. Even the little neon green lights make it look really
They changed.
Nice.
They changed. Did you notice that?
And now it's blue.
Yeah, the lights change, which is even
this is
going to
mess with me. Yeah, I can't watch this all day.
Yeah, so if you haven't been in here or haven't been in here lately, what would you say? A year and a half or so ago, they renovated the whole store.
I think it's a little longer.
Maybe 2 years.
Two years.
And a couple of fitting studios, a putting room, and I know we've done the Sam Putt Lab, which is super cool, but we've all been we've all done the fitting on the TrackMan too, which gives you a whole bunch of information, Kevin.
Well, let's talk about this. So this is how in tune they are here, Donna and Kevin and Pat and David. So you might remember it was a bay, right? They had like a net and a TrackMan over here where the clubs are, and they had this vision, like, you know what, we're going to go for it, right? We're going to expand. We're going to take more space in the shop. We're going to create private studios, right? Because some people are reticent about, people walking in and seeing them hit. Well, you don't have to worry about that now, right? I mean, the door closes. You're in a little private room and the fitting, so you don't have to be apprehensive about anything. And they didn't build just one. They built two, and then let's do a putter studio. It's an incredible space. And frankly, it's probably been – it's a model that around the country people probably copycatted from what they did, right?
Oh, they're always – this shop's always on the top list of best golf shops in the country and stuff like that for public facilities. And it's a good business decision, and it's the proper way to fit is what it is. If you have the data and you have the equipment and you have the variables and all the different brands, you can do a proper fitting.
What they've done is taken their years of experience in the knowledge of the golf clubs, the golf industry, the equipment, and then added technology to their expertise. That's why this place is the best.
The story I tell is I've been a golf professional for 30 years. I started golfing when I was like 12 or 13. I bought my first set of golf clubs from Donna's dad, and she had a shop, her and her father, on Main and Sheridan out that way. And I have no one's touched my golf clubs or fixed my golf clubs or bent my golf clubs since then except Donna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? We were here the other night, and I saw a gentleman here getting grips redone. And Donna had him done 15 minutes or less. And he's like, wow, I thought I was coming back tomorrow. I said, are you kidding? Donna is the best club repair person in the country. Has to be, right? I mean, I will put her up against anybody. Matter of fact,
she could be in the tour van.
I was just going to say, you know what? If Callaway was smart, they would hire Donna to be in the tour van. She would have the players tuned up, whatever they needed, bang, bang, right away. You need it re-gripped. You need a new shaft in there. She would be awesome in a tour van.
Kev, you've been in tour vans, haven't you? Aren't they cool?
They are very cool.
Yeah, it's cool to be a player and like, and you're in these events. You just walk back to your vendor's van and hey, can you knock a degree off this or can you?
They kick me out of there.
Off?
Like, so I try
Shocking.
To go. So you know, they've got every manufacturer. They're tractor trailers, right? And you go in there, and I'm like, hey, can I take a look? And like, yeah, all right, yeah, come on in, no players
they meant
in here.
Briefly.
Yeah, it's briefly. Yeah, you go, exactly. What's this? What's that? All right.
Yeah, come on in and see it, not start swinging clubs here. Jeez.
Well, they're not quite enough room to swing in, but they are, it's amazing what they're able to do. And, they ship them. they shipped them to Bermuda, right? I mean, for the Bermuda Champ, like, they've got them over here. Yeah, they ship them over, you know, on a ship. Now, they have a couple, right? So another one out there. So it's amazing what they're able to do, but that's what you have here, right?
Yep.
That's what you have here in Williamsville.
Yeah, and right, if you need to get fit, it's the best spot to get fit.
Now, call them. You got to make an appointment, right? You can't just, you know, can't walk in and be like, hey, I want to get fitted.
You in the tour van?
Yeah. pretty much, yeah. There's no pop-ins. You got to call and book your appointment at Woods to Wedges, and it is worth it, especially if you have not upgraded your driver. Oh, gosh, what do you say?
Last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I would say 3 or 4 years. 2 years is probably okay.
I was going to ask you, how often, Jeff, do you think
you know, should... I think it depends. You know, I feel like they're really pushed the limits now with the equipment. But every 3 years, your swing changes.
Is it how
over
often
time.
You play, too, maybe? Or does that not matter?
I think it depends how often you play. Your skill level.
Would you say now, because the technology changes so much, that changing it more is important because of the technology change versus maybe just the wear and tear?
Wear and tear, I wouldn't say, is a factor. And I do think technology is changing slower, I think, because they've hit the limits of what they can do with the golf clubs and the COR and the rules of golf and everything else. So now they're working around the periphery and the edges, and it's incrementally getting better each year. So, you know, I get a new driver every other year, and that's because the company makes those drivers every other year. But if you haven't got fit and you play a lot in the last 3 years, I would test it out, you know, because you'll see if you hit it better, and B, the equipment has gotten better, and your swing morphs and changes over time, and sometimes a shaft change to your driver can make a big difference for you.
Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas with us here at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome. We appreciate you being with us. Woods to Wedges, a proud sponsor here of our Tee to Green show every Saturday, 7 to 8. Corey Griswold, our great producer, back in our Amherst studios as well. We're going to get our West New York PGA Tip of the Week on fitting here in just one moment, but Kevin mentioned Callaway. Taylor Gessel from Callaway is going to be joining us at 7:25 to talk about kind of what Callaway's role is in this whole process. Kevin, you and I worked with Taylor in March. We did again last year, too. We got fitted and learned kind of some of the new things about the Callaway lines this year with their Epic driver and their Apex irons and things like that. But I know that Callaway, obviously, a big name in golf. They got to be pretty happy with how Xander Schauffele's doing at the Olympics. He's a Callaway guy, too. Phil Mickelson winning at the PGA. Like, you know, they've Callaway's had a good year.
And don't forget John Rahm. U.S. Open, right? Who switched to Callaway.
He switched to Callaway this year. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. He played Callaway in college and, you know, went with another company professionally, but everybody knew it was like the worst kept. He's going back to Callaway once this other contract's up. And, you know, wins the Open. They got two majors, right, on them right now. So just fantastic. We switched to Callaway last year, the equipment, and, man, it's been great. Love the equipment that we get, the golf ball, too. Every day I grow more in love with the Chrome Soft golf ball.
Because really you play every day.
No, I do not. That is a false statement for sure.
6 out of 7, Jeff. Get
no,
it straight.
Believe me, no. It is, Jeff, it is far less than when we started the show. Now, when we first started doing the show, you were correct. Every day. Well, I want to play every day.
Everybody does.
Yes.
Let's get our tip of the week in here. West New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the West New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. We've talked about fitting. You mentioned a little bit about maybe the technology, but let's just go straight up to the benefits of I buy clubs off the rack, take them home, or I buy clubs and get them properly fit at a place here like Woods to Wedges. What advantages am I going to have?
Well, you know, if you're a beginner, buying clubs off the rack isn't terrible. It's a good way to start. Once you play a little bit, the getting fit makes a big difference. People are different. You know, the first thing I like to start off with is the lie angle, where the angle of the shaft comes into the head. If that's not right for your player, say you're 6'3", I'm 5'4", or how I swing the club around my body or where my hands at impact dictate how square that club head gets into the turf. If the toe or the heel hit first, it makes it really hard to make good contact and get proper trajectory out of the golf ball, and it starts the ball offline. So that's very important. So you take a bunch of swings, you hit off a board, they put a little tape on the bottom of the board, and it dictates what your lie angle would be at impact. So you get your irons that way. Then you move up the shaft. Well, do I want a graphite shaft, which is lighter? People, there's an old saw about shafts that, well, I can't swing graphite, I swing too hard. That's the biggest bunch of garbage there is. Look at every single tour player in the world has a graphite shaft in their driver. There's not a steel shaft on tour anymore. So the shafts are different, like we talked about before, where you can how they flex. If it's softer, you can hit it higher and farther, but it might have more curve. If it's stiffer, you maybe hit a little lower and straighter. And how you change directions dictates what kind of shaft you have. So all those things factor. And then with the woods, you know, the driver is the one people like to fit. It's an important club because hitting it far is getting more and more important in our game, but how to launch it properly. You know, some people are launching it too low, some people are launching it too high, left to right, hooks and fades, all those things can be mitigated and affected in the fitting process. So it is very important, especially as you want, if you want to get better and you want to compete or you want to just play your best and you have the wherewithal to do it, it's certainly worth getting fitted. Grip size, types of grips, you know. The thing we don't talk about too is set makeup. You know, I haven't sold a 3-iron in I don't know how many years. The golf balls change, so the way we fit people changes. And then there's, you can get fit for your golf ball. There's all these things you can do to optimize every, you know, you want to take out as many variables as you can in the golf swing, and hopefully your equipment's not a variable.
Is it bad that I still have a 3-iron? I hit it better than my hybrid. Does that make sense?
No, that's fine. But gap fitting, you know, you want to have the right, like what you don't want to have is a 50-yard gap between like your 3-wood and your next club, or your hybrid and your 3-wood, and or your wedges. You know, most people be better served having more wedges, one more wedge in their bag than one more long iron.
Do you think that a lot of that is happening in people's bags, that there's too big a gaps in between?
I think, I think there's a lot of players who don't have somewhere in their longer end of their game where there's a big gap, or on the shorter end. Typically with the clubs, there's a half inch each, you know, 4 degrees between each club and a half inch in shaft length. But near the wedges, like you'll see a guy with a 52 and a 60. Well, he shouldn't have more than 4 degrees of loft difference between in the lofts of your wedges. So that's too big of a gap, typically, unless that person's really comfortable hitting that 52. There's going to be a gap in there, and you want to get rid of those, especially in the scoring zone as you get closer to the green and where you really start to save shots. You know, I think you can get away with it, like if you have a 3-iron and then you skip to a 5-iron, that's a much different thing than
that's what
is.
I do.
Is that what you do?
Well, and of course, last week I'm like, I could really use a 4-iron right now. Well, I just choked. I just went a little lighter in the 3.
Well, know? And the rule of thumb is if you're not hitting that club high enough where if it lands on the front third of the green, it'll stop, then you need to get something with a little more loft. So say you could hit your 3-iron high enough that it'll stop when it lands.
Yeah.
If you hit it too low and it hits the green and scurries through, then we got to get you a 5-wood or a 7 hybrid or something like that. So those are the things you can do with a fitting that benefit your game.
That is exactly how I hit that 3-iron. That's why I carry it in a bag. Hit it on number one yesterday at Pendleton Creek, Brian.
That's right. We saw each other there. Yeah. We actually were in back-to-back groups.
Yes. You saw Kev on the golf course? Yes. What are the chances?
Well, we had our Michelob Ultra contest winners out there. Had a great day with Ryan, Mike, and Mike. Fantastic, you know.
Sounds like a radio show.
It does sound like a radio. Well, it used to be. The latter part used to be a radio show. But anyways, yeah, we had a great day out there at Pendleton Creek. Course was in great shape. Kudos to Don and everybody over there. I know the new owners of Pendleton Creek.
Yep. And Joe Stein, the superintendent, does a great job.
And it was great to see Ronnie Kubiak yesterday. And, man.
He's running the restaurant. By the way.
Just food at the turn was like, we called and it was like, bam, ready. It was awesome.
The Pendleton Creek pub open to the public, by the way. So you don't have to be a member there to go. And the food's been awesome. So we're happy with him being there.
Yeah, I've popped in a couple times.
Yeah. No, Ron is an awesome chef.
Yeah, it's not an easy first shot, though, at Pendleton Creek. Like, it's essentially between 190 and 200 from the white tees, and that's not the first shot out of the car sometimes. That's the easiest to hit.
Front of the green.
Off the tee? Yeah, that's a tough tee shot.
Yeah, I didn't even go to the range. Mm-hmm. 3-iron off the tee, front of the green, into the fan, and the group... The one's like, wow. And I go, just wait. It's going to take me a while. Then I parred the next hole after a bad drive. And then there was a couple of bogeys, a little bogey run in there.
I saw one of your videos. You said that there was like this, the little baby tree, but your ball is right next to it.
Yes. On number 11.
Yes, to the right.
Now I wiped it a little bit, but I'm like, I want to cut it a little bit there, and it took a bad bounce. I'm like, that one little stupid sapling.
Yeah.
I saw it, it totally impeded the swing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, that stupid little tree.
That's what happens, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it was my fault for hitting it over there, right? I blame, but I'm just like...
You'd think because of how small that tree was, maybe even it would have gotten cut by the mower.
Yes,
made it through.
And I'm like, I can't take a full swing here. And now I just got to, little chop something out of there. I don't know if people thought it was funny who saw it. I thought it was just kind of funny.
It was funny, yeah.
Of all the trees that are there. I mean, it's a very tight driving golf course. I guess I forgot my appreciation how tight Pendleton Creek Golf Club is off the tee. You've got to drive it pretty well there.
Yeah, for me that is a member there. It's in playing there. When I go to other courses now, the comfort that I'll have on tee boxes, because they feel a little bit more wider now. I think it's made me a much better driver of the golf ball.
I will say this too, great selection in the pro shop. I tried to buy a shirt on your account. They said you didn't have enough credit on the account.
That sounds about right.
You haven't done enough winnings in the pro shop to take it off of your...
I'm in the red, I think,
okay.
On that.
All right.
Yeah, he could have just charged it and not used credit. Yeah.
Well...
I noticed the lunch, too, that somehow from Kevin's group got on my bill, too. Jesus.
Everybody's got your number, believe me.
Yeah. I know. All right, we got to take a break here from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome. You want to check out some of the pictures. I've got some at Brian WGR. Kevin's got it up on his Instagram feed as well. Our Facebook page is going to have a video. Do we have it up there yet, Kev?
It is up.
The video is up on our Facebook
page. Team
Green
Facebook, yes.
So check that out. We did our tip of the week again, brought to you by the West New York PGA. Western PGA, heavily involved in our Duster Challenge. Sign up. I'll put out the link to it during our break here.
Sign up today, right?
Sign up today.
Close to sold out.
We got about 15 spots left.
It's going to sell out.
It's going to sell out. So make sure you sign up. Go to WNYPGA.com. Go to the tournaments tab and scroll down to find the Duster. A $30 donation, you're part of a great night. Putting contest for a great cause for the Western
PGA. That's all we're charging is $30
Foundation. That's it. We're going to have a raffle.
Listen, bring some extra cash, all right, for the raffles.
Prizes, 50-50, prizes. All that.
Jim Beam's giving us some great stuff.
It's at Glen Oak on Saturday, August 21st. We're looking forward to that. Okay, time out. When we come back, Taylor Gessel from Callaway, just to talk a little bit more about equipment, the latest trends, the fitting process. We figured perfect from here, from being from Woods to Wedges. Olympic golf, LPGA, the senior women having the U.S. Open this week, and a couple of cool storylines. We'll get to that. Also, the New York State Junior Amateur event this week. We got a lot to get to, so let's get to break here. We'll come back more from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus. I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, back with more in a moment on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
Back here on Tee to Green on WGR, along with PGA Pro Jeff Meadus and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. We're at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome. Great spot to come get your equipment taken care of, fitting, new putters, new irons, new drivers, all that and more. We're going to talk to Taylor Gessel from Callaway in just one moment. But you heard it's Ryder Cup report time. And at the top of the Ryder Cup standings, we'll look at Team USA this week, Colin Morikawa. He's participating in the Olympics. We're going to talk Olympic golf here in about 10 minutes. He is on the team, whether he makes it or not, I'm sure. Number one in the standings. The others that are participating for Team USA this week at the Olympics, Justin Thomas, he's fifth in the Ryder Cup standings. Xander Schauffele, who's leading at the Olympics, he's sixth in the standings. And Patrick Reed, he's eighth in the standings. I would guess that all four of those will be on the team, Jeff. Any disagreement there? Even though Reed's on the outside of the automatic six, Morikawa, Thomas, Schauffele, Reed, they're all at the Olympics. Are they all on the team?
I would think you pick Reed.
Yes.
Captain America? Yeah, I think you're going to pick him for the Ryder Cup, whether you like him or not. Yeah, he's good at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, so all the Ryder Cup... All those four Olympians, will get you an update on that coming up here in just a moment.
I do want to mention real quick, Frank Jumpa, the Jump Agency. Congrats to them and the fellas from Allstate, Gazelle Agency, too. They put on the Make-A-Wish golf tournament every year. They did it yesterday, and they raise a ton of money for Make-A-Wish here in Western New York. So,
congrats.
Yeah, great job again this year, guys, with the Make-A-Wish golf tournament. And call our friend Frankie Jumpa, the Jumpa Agency. All right, joining us right now, it's time to talk some Callaway golf. And Callaway is beaming with pride, as we mentioned earlier, for two major wins this year, PGA Championship with Phil Mickelson, U.S. Open with Jon Rahm, and now they've got the leader right now in the clubhouse, the Olympic Xander Schauffele, and Taylor Gesell is a Callaway representative for Western New York region, and he joins us right now. Taylor, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Great to have you awake this early this morning, but I'm sure it's a busy work day for you. It's been
perfect fall day, right?
Right. Yeah, I thought that too when I walked out of the house this morning. I'm like, this feels like late September golf, but we're not there yet.
Still July. We're all right.
It's still July, but it's been a great year for Callaway, hasn't it, on the Pro Tour? And I'm sure that's piqued even more interest.
Really is. I mean, it's great to see Phil back up there, and obviously, you know, we're very proud of all the guys that wear the chevron. But it's awesome to see Phil up there. It's great to see Xander playing as well as he is right now, and hopefully, he can bring it home for the USA and Team Callaway.
Hey Taylor, what does it truly do for business for you when Phil wins, when Rahm wins, or maybe Schauffele wins a gold medal, and people see them playing Callaway products? Like, what does that do for you guys? How big of an influence is that?
You know, I think it's, I mean, numbers are one thing, but I think one of the things that really helps in situations like that is when you see Rahm go on national television after he wins the U.S. Open and talk about the importance of equipment and the importance of making good decisions and, you know, being able to be comfortable in the clubs that you're playing and the product that you're playing so that you can go on and play your best. And so, you know, I mean, obviously it's great to see them all win, and it's a good week when I can go out and talk to, you know, everybody that's at Woods to Wedges or anybody that I'm seeing out in the field. But really, I'd love to see what Rahm said after he won, because it's what I think every day. You know, go out, make good decisions, get fit for the right clubs. Hopefully they're mine, and you can go out and play nice Callaway stuff. But making the right decisions and seeing what it helps these guys do, that it can help you guys too.
Hey, I had a question. Now, we were talking about fitting and the importance of it earlier, and can you explain to people why there's different heads for different irons and how the fitting process might work? I mean, I think typically, maybe you can explain it better, but there's a game improvement, a super game improvement, and a player's club typically throughout a line, and why those heads are different and what the difference might be in those irons?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great question, and really it's a matter of, as all of our, you know, all of the companies in the space, especially us, get better at doing what we do. We use a lot of artificial intelligence, machine learning, to be able to build golf clubs that do specific things, whether it's we want them to go farther, we need them to be really forgiving, we want them to be incredibly accurate. Each of those little attributes comes along with different ways that you achieve them. And so, you know, as you have super game improvement clubs like our Big Bertha clubs that are incredibly forgiving, launch the ball really high in the air, go really far, our Maverick product, which is our game improvement product, which actually, like you said, has a few deviations. Standard Maverick is something that's really good for distance. The Maverick Max is a very, very forgiving club. Maverick's an awesome club. Very, very versatile. And then you move into our Apex product line that is very precision-based, but you also have other deviations like the Standard Apex, which is built for distance. So, you know, we have so many different ways of achieving different outcomes. Which is why getting fit and going about it the correct way is, you know, almost the most pivotal aspect of the whole club buying process. There are so many different options out there, and being able to see someone that knows and can tell certain things from your swing and the statistics that we see when you're playing, it's really important for us to be able to decipher which of those product lines is going to be most beneficial for you, obviously right now, but also moving into the future too.
Yeah, I analogize it too. Like, if you went skiing and you had boots and skis that didn't fit, you're making the day a lot more difficult than it would be if you got fitted properly.
Sure. I like to say this when I'm working with anyone. You know, the clubs that you're playing right now, I'm sure that you're not hammering every single shot into the woods and not being able to move the ball forward. But well-fit clubs can help you progress. There are certain things that will act that will absolutely help you become a better player. That with unfit clubs, you're going to miss out on. There's just going to be things that you're not going to have.
Taylor Guest will join us from Callaway Golf, and Taylor, kind enough to take my call and text this week. I text him like every other day.
Emergency calls.
Taylor, I need a new wedge.
Kevin, stop bothering me. Anyway, let's talk golf balls, Taylor. Chrome yeah. Soft. I fall more in love with that golf ball every day. I really do. But talk to me about, and everybody, just like clubs, as Jeff was asking about, all right, for different skill levels and game improvement and precision and such, talk to me about the Callaway lines of golf balls, what people should be looking for when they go into their pro shop today at their club and they're interested in the Callaway golf ball. What are the options available, and who is the Callaway Chrome Soft for, Callaway Chrome Soft X, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Chrome Soft, obviously, our premium golf ball, something that we're really proud of as well. We make all of these in the USA. Obviously, a little big time of year, a lot of national pride. It's great to also see on every box of Chrome Soft that we make them over in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Something that, you know, I'm really proud of. I actually was able to go to that plant a few years ago. Really, really spectacular place to just see sort of how everything's made. But Chrome Soft is a urethane cover golf ball that is meant for really a wide variety of players. We have three different versions of it. The standard Chrome Soft, which is a red box that's kind of built for most players. Really good off the tee, nice low spin off the tee. We use what we call a dual core technology, so the inside of the golf ball is two pieces as opposed to one, that helps us get a little bit more versatility around the greens. You'll spin it a little bit more on tiny little wedge shots, but it'll feel really good when you're putting as well. Chrome Soft X and Chrome Soft X LS are two of our higher speed player balls. Chrome Soft X spins a little bit more for players that want to be able to work the ball right to left, left to right. Chrome Soft XLS is it's the ball that I'm playing this year. It really is a brand new ball for us this year. Really nice low spin, super accurate off of the tee, goes really, really far, especially for those players that fit into it. Those are generally going to be for the fastest players, really fastest players that are not only in your group, but really the fastest players that you know. Our next category golf balls is our ERC Soft. So ERC is a really low spinning golf ball. So it, especially on days like today, you know, 55 degrees outside, ball's not going to fly as far. And so a lower spinning golf ball like ERC is going to help players that either play in colder weather, like at the beginning and end of years, or maybe in the middle like today, or maybe just have lost a little bit of speed. And they're thinking in their head, man, I used to be able to hit my 7-iron this far and not really going this far anymore. Something like a golf ball change is not going to just, you know, change your world. You're not going to hit it 20 yards further, but it can be something to help with a little bit of extra few yards, get that forced carry, get over the bunker into that par three that you haven't been able to get to in a while. And then really our last category, and I shouldn't even say last category because it's one of the most popular golf balls in really in the industry, is Super Soft. Super Soft is a real low spinning, low compression golf ball. Great for our players that struggle with club speed to not only help get the ball up into the air, but you know it feels really good. I mean, it when I swing on them, they kind of feel like tiny little marshmallows, which is pretty cool. It's a very, very low compression golf ball, but Super Soft is an incredible ball that uses, admittedly, a lot of technology for a product category that's normally a fairly simple golf ball, which is why I think it's as popular as it is.
Taylor Guessel with us here from Callaway. Taylor, last thing here before we let you go. How do you know when it's the right time to maybe change your golf ball on the course or whether it's time to change a wedge? I mean, can you look at grooves on your irons? I mean, is there a specific amount of like wear and tear to the golf ball before you'd say, hey, you know what, I pick and change your ball, get a new one now? Like, how do you know when that happens?
Yeah, golf ball is, I would say, probably the most subjective of those choices. You know, if if you catch a cart path every so often, you know, you end up playing out of the sand a little bit more than you think. The covers on golf balls are very resilient, and they are going to do very well over the course of a match. And so golf ball is really going to be, like I said, a little subjective. If you see a few extra scuffs on there that you don't like, obviously it is going to affect ball flight a little bit, so I would suggest to keep an eye on it, hold a hole, that you make sure that you keep a nice, clean golf ball. But, you know, things like gloves and wedges are something that I try to talk to consumers a lot about, because, you know, the grooves on your wedges, especially if you go out to play, even if it's only maybe once or twice a week, that you're constantly using those wedges to be able to make, you know, high impact shots. They're very, very sharp grooves on them. Our jaw's groove, I think, is very resilient over the course of the life of the wedge, but you're going to want to take a look at those and talk to your PGA pros and your fitters, honestly, pretty much every year, to be able to make sure that you're actually continuing to get the most amount of spin out of that wedge that you possibly can, because if you're not, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice. You're using a technology on a wedge that, or you're lacking the technology on the wedge that you should be getting. And even something like gloves. I mean, PGA Tour professionals go through 3, 4, 5 gloves in a single tournament, let alone in a single year. And so obviously that's an aggressive timeline for most of us sort of layman's players. But being able to look at the wear pattern on your gloves, making sure that you're using a glove that is fairly new, hasn't really been out in the inclement weather before, that's going to give you the grip to make sure that club doesn't slip when you're making contact. You know, a lot of those things, like you said, covers on golf balls, grooves on wedges, condition of your gloves, they're not going to maybe actively hurt you, like we talked about in the thinning. They're not going to actively hurt you, but they're things that can actually really go out and help you as you're playing and go and play better golf.
Excellent. Taylor Gessel with us from Callaway. Callaway, of course, our proud sponsor of our PGA Tour leaderboard, which we will check in a moment. And with no PGA Tour event this week, they're at the Olympics. Xander Schauffele of Callaway on top. So we'll get you that leaderboard here in just one moment. Taylor, thanks so much for your support of the show. I know Kevin and I love playing the Callaway clubs and the balls, so we appreciate it, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
I'll be texting about gloves after that segment. No. By the way,
I'll
Taylor.
I'll expect a text, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor and Callaway supporting the Duster this year. Everybody's going to we'll be using Callaway golf balls for the Duster Challenge. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Taylor Gessel with us from Callaway. Speaking of Callaway here, our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different, and also by Puma Golf Shoes. We mentioned Xander Schauffele is on top of the Olympic men's golf competition. He's at 14 under par, one round to go, trying to get the gold medal for himself in the United States. Hideki Matsuyama, that would be an incredible story. If yes. He got gold, he, representing Japan in their home country, is in second at 13 under par. Paul Casey and Carlos Ortiz are tied for third at minus 12, a large group at minus 11. But
Rory's in that group, isn't he?
Rory is in that group,
yes,
as well. It is a really, really nice leaderboard. But right now it's Schauffele, Matsuyama, and Casey, 1, 2, 3. I mean, if there's your medals, that would be great. But look at the 11-unders. You've got McIlroy, Munoz, Straka. The 10-unders are Fleetwood and Lowry. And Anser, Cameron Smith are at 9-under. There's some really nice. Corey Connors representing Canada. Mackenzie Hughes, they're at 7-under par. Maybe a little bit too far back, but man, there's some great names there. And Rory, really appreciative of playing in the Olympics. Remember, he didn't really want to go to Rio, thought like, just not.
Well, a lot of guys
he's
were.
He's totally turned total 180 on the Olympics.
COVID had something to do with that in Rio, I believe, right? No,
well, COVID wasn't
not
COVID,
I thinking. It feels like it's been going on forever.
No, there was there were other issues, I think, in Rio. And I think some players are like, we're not, you know. And go to the Olympics, but the players who went and competed, and then they saw how proud they were to win the gold medal, and how the world, golf world treated Justin Rose and
Stenson and Kuchar,
the medal winners. They're like, "Whoa!"
Didn't Ricky get a tattoo? The Olympic tattoo
from being in it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's the Olympics. My 11-year-old's watching it all the time now, and he's like, "This is water polo, Dad!" Like, he's watching all these different sports. And it kind of brought me back to my childhood, watching Eric Heiden in the Winter Olympics in 1980, and of course, the Miracle on Ice. And then, When he's Bruce Jenner,
when he
yes,
was Bruce Jenner. I watched it.
Carl Lewis, right? Mary Lou Retton, like you know.
Carl Lewis was the first name as a kid for me that like really stuck with me of like Olympic athletes. I remember that quite a bit. Yeah,
I mean, the boxing. Used to watch the boxing all the time in the Summer Olympics, and it was just like, wow, this is fantastic, and it's cool to see my kids getting into it here. And so, if you could represent your country in the Olympics, come on.
I guess for me as a golfer, it'd probably be like the majors, and then an Olympic gold might be the next tournament you'd like to win. Just to, what a cool thing to say. Hey, I've got an Olympic gold medal.
And Justin Thomas said the presentation and the feel. He said he thought eclipsed even the majors, which is. That's a pretty big thing to say.
You know, the other thing I just want to say about the Olympics real quick, like, I support Simone Biles, by the way. If she feels she can't go, like, who the hell is anybody sitting on their couch to say, hey, this incredible athlete who can do things that no one else in the world can do, and says, my head's not in it here. Like, she can really hurt herself if not. And she's got nothing to prove to anybody.
I agree with you, and I equate it to the yips. You know what I mean? It's like she gets up in the air and she's just something doesn't feel right, and that's how you get hurt in gymnastics and golf. You just missed a 3-footer, big deal. But you've seen people really struggle mentally with short putts. Well, she's struggling mentally with her spatial relationship in the air.
Yeah,
and she's the greatest in the world, and probably takes a lot of courage to not go out there also.
And what positive has come from it? Suni Lee wins the gold, right?
Also, super cool.
We get another star. And the other athlete, I forget her first name, but Skinner's her last name, who waited forever to make the Olympic team, she gets to compete in the individuals for Simone Biles. So, it's a pretty unselfish thing, I think. Yeah. I thought it would have been selfish for her not feel right to compete and take away the opportunity from somebody else.
All right, a couple more leaderboards here before we get to our next break. Let's get to our Champions Tour report now, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. No Champions Tour event with the men, but the women are competing the U.S.
Yes.
Women's Senior Open, and there's two great stories I want to go to. First, Annika Sorumstan, easy statement, Kevin, greatest women's golfer ever.
Yes.
8 under par. She's got a 3-shot lead halfway through the tournament.
She's one of the greatest golfers ever. We don't have you can take the women out of there, man.
I agree with that comment, yep.
For sure. So she's got a 3-shot lead, and, I mean, that would be very cool if she ends up getting it done. How about this one? Legendary U.S. senior women's golfer here, Joanne Carter.
Yeah.
She's 82.
Big mama, right? Is that what she goes by?
She's competing. She's 82. The first round, she shoots an 82 to match her age. Second round, she shoots 79. So you're 82 and you eclipse your age.
All while smoking a cigarette and slurping some kind of martini, it looks like. And
she's
more
quite a character.
To her. And I've watched her play. I'm old enough to have watched her play at Locust Hill years ago. And she was the same character back then. And it's fun to watch her hit some shots out there.
So that is this weekend as well, if you want to watch some of the women.
Big mama eludes coolness, right? I mean... and by the way, I'm glad to see that Christy Albers, my colleague's wife on PGA Tour Radio, Fred Albers, his wife Christy, is competing right now. She's tied for 37th, and they have their son Austin on the bag, which is a kind of a cool mom-son moment, a great moment for their family. So I just wanted to mention that because those of you listening to PGA Tour Radio know Fred Albers, and he's an awesome announcer, and his wife's great. Had dinner with them several times on the road, and glad to see she's competing well.
One last leaderboard here. Earlier this week, the junior amateur, the New York State junior amateur, held by the New York State Golf Association, three winners. Let's congratulate them. On the boys' side, Anthony De La Santi was the winner. He's having
player.
A great year. On the girls' side, Julia Zigrosi. Congratulations, Julia.
From Ridgemont Country Club.
And the 14U, the younger group, Jacob Olirsik ended up getting the job done. So Anthony, Julia, Jacob, congratulations. Three young players here that are off to, hopefully they assume to have great golf careers, but their
careers are already better than ours.
That's right.
Yep. So
three championships this week at the New York State Golf Association Junior Championship. So congrats to them. Time out here. Woods to Wedges. We'll have more from Woods to Wedges coming up here. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for listening. We'll take a quick time out right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Want to thank our friends at Scroy Financial for their support of TD Green again this season. They're the locally family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. And they look out for you, especially when it comes to pricing and fees. There's transparency there. They tell you everything up front and tell you all along the way, too. It's a complimentary one-hour consultation. You can do it in person. You can do it virtual if you'd like. Their number is 716-674-6700. Office in West Seneca. Go to their website, scroyfinancial.com, S-G-R-O-I, financial.com. One quick thing I want to mention. Congrats to Ben Reichert for winning
the Porter Cup.
Porter Cup last week. First local guy to do it since, I don't know, 1920. No, it's not 1920.
1965, I think.
Yeah. So congratulations to Ben Reichert. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. I think really cool to see a local guy ended up getting that tournament done. And kudos to the staff, the grounds team, superintendent, everybody up there, and the tournament directors. We know that weather has been an issue in our area for golf courses. And for them to be able to get that event off and being successful. Second great job, everybody at Niagara Falls.
I played
Country
the
Club.
Day after. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Second wettest July, I think, we've had on record.
Yeah, pretty wet.
I believe it.
It sucks.
Yes.
We just got a few minutes left here on our final segment here on Tee to Green. Good luck to all the youngsters participating this week in the sub-regional drive, chip, and putt.
Yes.
And Kevin and I have a little even more invested rooting interest.
Yes, we do.
Kevin, our boys are both going to be there here, and we've made it through to round two.
Yeah.
We're two steps away from the trip to the Masters.
I'm thrilled that my son Dylan's made it through. I'm even more thrilled that he gets to do it with Jack.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome that we're going to be there together.
It's a great event. So much fun.
That's on Friday morning at Glen Oak, again, run by the Western PGA team. So thank you to them ahead of time.
Did we get the envelope to the folks, you know, in scoring? Did we pass the... No, I'm kidding.
Doesn't work that way, Kev.
I know. No, clearly it doesn't. You know what? It's one of the coolest things is to see the kids, you know, say, hey, good job, right? Even when someone says, that's all right, get another one. Like, the kids encouraging each other, that part's cool.
It's a wonderful event.
Like, even when the kid hits a shot they didn't plan to hit, right? Just the encouragement, the parents
too. Blade one and it hits a stick and goes in. Perfect.
But I'm just saying, like, if it didn't end up the way they wanted, right?
That's what golf's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what it's a great learning thing, too.
The Duster Challenge, our putting contest, another night of fun for a good cause. You can sign up. Here's the easiest way to do it. I'm gonna put out the link here as soon as we say goodbye here in a minute. But you can go to WNYPGA.com, click on tournaments, and then go down to Duster. Sign up. I'll also tweet out the link at Brian WGR here, as I said, in a few minutes. But we just got a text from a friend, Phil, that he signed up. So we're like down to maybe 14 spots left here. So you got to sign up. It's going to be an awesome night, Saturday, August 21st at Glen Oak.
If you get shut out, still come, buy raffle tickets, hang out, enjoy. Yeah.
The atmosphere is cool.
We'll have the lights up for the match play event.
People are getting practice rounds in. We haven't even set up the golf course yet.
On the putting green.
The putting course. It's not been completely set up yet, so you can practice all you want. We throw curveballs in there.
A and B, they're going to speed up those greens.
Absolutely.
Day,
so, stint meters, 16.
Yeah. Hope so. Yeah, let's make it stupid. Yeah,
that's right. All right, we're going to say goodbye here from Woods to Wedges. Want to thank Donna for waking up early for us here today and letting us in, and to Pat and David and Kevin and everybody here.
By the way, if you snap your club over your knee or need new grips or any club repair, I mean, she is the best in the country at club repair.
If you snap your club over your knee, you should quit golf. Yes.
And don't do that.
Yeah.
If you do it accidentally, yes, come here to Woods to Wedges. Great spot inside the Whirly Dome.
I came close this year to doing it.
I always say, you're not good enough to get mad. Yeah.
I came close.
I agree.
All right.
Great spot to come here. So thanks again to everybody here at Woods to Wedges. Thanks to Taylor Gessel from Callaway. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios for his wonderful producing, as always. And for Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, gentlemen, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the last round of the Olympic golf. My name is Brian Koziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.